Officials have identified 35 close contacts of the three community COVID-19 cases who travelled to Taupō. Eight have returned negative test results, while the rest have been or are in the process of being tested and are self-isolating. It's as businesses in Taupō say they're disappointed and shocked the family visited recently. Most have reopened for business after closing to deep clean, but one says they've received abusive messages and want people to follow health rules instead of placing blame. Chin Leo reports.
The family travelled to Taupō between September 18th and 20th, visiting places including Debrett's Spa Resort, Tandem Skydiving, KFC, Subway and a Z Petrol Station. Operations manager at the Taupō Debrett's Spa Resort, Mirela Petra, says the family just visited the hot springs and didn't use other facilities last Friday. She says staff members are considered casual contacts and while not required to get tested, they've been told to be vigilant. The business closed early last night for a deep clean and reopened this morning.
We are emptying out our outdoor pools and indoor pools, all the mineral pools. We are emptying every day, so that's a normal routine. But last night we've done a bigger disinfection, and also in the morning one of our contractors helped us with fogging, which is a deeper disinfection.
Ms. Petra is warning people to be cautious as the family went to a lot of places in different cities. But what's more concerning is that staff members have received abusive messages on the phone and social media.
It's not our fault. It's not this family's fault. Nobody to know, and we just have to prepare and to follow the plan and to follow the public health instructions.
The family also visited Taupō Tandem Skydiving on Saturday. Its chief executive, Hamish Fanel, says at least 16 staff have been tested so far, with some returning negative results already, but is keeping his business shut until all the results are in and the deep clean is done, even if it means extra cost.
We haven't calculated a loss yet. The right thing to do is to shut the doors and suspend the operation until we know for sure that we can provide a safe service for the customers and for our staff.
Mr. Fanel says the person was asymptomatic when they came for the jump, so the risk should be low. He says there were 15 people on the aircraft the positive case was on, and health officials are tracing close contacts.
We're really just hopeful that the results come back negative and we get a quick resolution to it.
Taupō's Mayor David Treweevas says the townspeople are disappointed but carrying on with their normal lives. He says they are aware of contact tracing and hygiene practice, and he doesn't expect tourism in the town to be affected.
It's been handled very well at this stage. So early days, of course, but we're very, very confident that we've got it early and we've dealt to it.
In Taupō, the family met up with 18 others from five locations, including Bay of Plenty, Wellington, Christchurch and Hamilton, and those people are all considered close contacts. Hamilton Mayor Paula Southgate is warning Aucklanders about travelling.
A lot of this will remain on the shoulders of Aucklanders. If they are travelling out of Auckland, they've got to wear face masks, sanitise their hands and keep proper distance from people, because otherwise we're only one Aucklander away from a spread.
There are two new cases of COVID-19, one in managed isolation, while the other is a community case linked to the Auckland August cluster. Mo te horaka o te ahiahi nei, ko Chan Leo tēnei.